Okay, we go five words for Parshas Vayakel, Pekudei, Parshas Achoydesh, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Alon Shvili Nishmas, Esotihila, Bas of Gavriel Pinchas, whose Shloshim is this week. Beautiful Baal Torah, Vayakel, Moshe called out B'nai Yisrael. Baal Torah wants to understand the end of last week's Parsha, when Klai Yisrael can't stand in front of Moshe without a mask. He puts his mask on when he speaks to Klai Yisrael. And we get to Vayakel Moshe. Moshe speaks to Klai Yisrael about Shabbos. What is the connection? What's the smichas of Parshios? Right, Rashi does this all the time. Lama nesvacha parsha sotel and parsha nazi. Why are these two parshas? So he wants to understand what's this inyan of the awe of Moshe Rabbeinu's face at the end of parsha's kisisa have to do with Vayaka Moshe. So he says, beautiful Baal term. Because we know Chazal tells us the Brachos Rabbah and the Medrash. Eino domem or panav sha'odam b'shabbos kebachol. A person's face does not look like themselves on Shabbos. It's a different face. L'kach nismach ki keren or panav the parsha's Shabbos. To show you, that is exactly why the end of Parshas Kisisa talks about Klai Yisrael speaking to Moshe, and then the beginning of Moshe of Parshas Vayakel talks about Shabbos, because a person's face, a person's mahus, a person's panav is different on Shabbos. The Sarami Kedoshim Shem Yishmol beautifully explains that a person's panav doesn't mean panav means their panimius, that their insides, that their spiritual connection is different on Shabbos. And the Chassidim used to say, but the Ber Maim Chaim, the Baal Sidur Shel Shabbos. That when he used to leave the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, his face mamash looked different. Ki kasha yahichoz be'Erev Shabbos kushman at tefillah l'kavod Shabbos mishtana or panav lebilti haker. You wouldn't be able to tell him. You wouldn't be. He was a different person. It's a different person. When a person goes through Shabbos, when a person goes through anything holy, a person has to be changed, transformed, and uplifted. And specifically, when it comes to Shabbos, that specifically. And the Motzei Shabbos and the Marva Shemesh brings down, how could you tell about how great your Shabbos was? He said, Marva Shemesh tells us, and the other Svarim tells us too, I think. It says, by looking at your Sunday morning davening. If your Sunday morning davening is with a fire and a bren and an ish and a passion and enthusiasm, then you know you beat a malik. Right? It's still Purim, it's still Adar. At the end of the day, it's still Adar. Yishambi tells us you could still lay in the Megillah in the entire month of Adar. Amais, at the end of the day, when you go through something holy, your face has to be different, your pinimius has to be different. What a beautiful Baal Torah, beautiful Shem Shmuel, and a beautiful Ber Maim Chaim at Dinamatu. Dinamatu comes to us from the Chiddush Harim, the Zohar said, this week, Chaf Gimel Adar. Ayavot, the first Ger Rebbe, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes. Ayavot, Anoshim, Anoshim, Kol Klei Zov. Kone Divlei, Heviyo Chal Menezer, Vitalaz, Chumel, Chal Klei Yish, Ashehenif, Tumnos, Zov, Hashem. Every man, all the men, brought. The men came at the women, everyone was heart motivated and brought bracelets and nose rings, beautiful. But what's the lashon vayba hanashim al hanashim? Says the Chiddush Harim. What's the lashon of the man came upon the women? So it says a beautiful idea. It says another Gemara in Brachas tells us, Lamadal and the Beis, Magam Shabbat Shuvah Omdim in Tzadikim Gemurim Yochol Lamur. That Baal Shuvah is on a higher level than a Tzadik. Right? A Tzadik never sinned? Beautiful. But a Baal Shuvah, someone who sinned, someone who messed up, someone who made a mistake. When he does Shuvah, he's even on a higher level than a tzaddik. That's exactly what it says. Hanashim al hanashim. Why? Because the women didn't sing in Chayre Egal. Hanashim sinned. Shechatu be'egal. Okay, it's also tshuva. If you hear the Mishkan, her bedaka gavoyos v'hanashim. Shechatu be'egal. At the end of the day, why does it say that the men were on top of the women? The women were tzaddikim. The women were hanashim sikanias. The men who sinned, the ones who did the Chayre Egal, they had the lack of emuna. They brought their gold. They, at the time of the eagle, they were on a lower level, but now they did tshuva, they are on a higher level. That's what I yovel of Anashim, Anashim. I think that's very appropriate for this time of year. Because you know the Kiddushas Levi tells us, I believe it's around the area of Parpar Shabbat, tshuva. He says, what's the Indian of tshuva year and tshuva avig mar? And Yuma tells us that somebody does tshuva out of sin, out of fear, you change your one sin out of upon purpose to accidental. Zedonos to shkagos. Somebody does tshuva out of avig, tshuva out of love, you change your once purposeful actions, once purposeful decisions, purposeful averos, into mitzvahs, into sechuyos. And the Kedushas Levi says something beautiful. He tells us that's the whole in the Tshumei Ava. You actually, not only do you change your past, but you change your present, you change your future. Because to get to a certain place, you had to get there. You had to go all the way down in order to go all the way up. That's the difference, says the Sfas Emes, between Elul and Tishrei and Adar and Elul. Adar and Nisan. El Tishrei is Shuvah Meira. When it comes to Nisa, Mishnechetz Adam Arvim B'Simcha, we feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's love. And how can we not do Shuvah Me'Avah? How can we have to tshuva me'ava? So at the end of the day, this is the time. This is a time period where not only are we doing tshuva, we're doing tshuva me'ava. That's why the men are on top of the women, because not only did they sin, but they sinned and they did tshuva. Not only did they tshuva, but they did tshuva out of ava. The Rebbe Shem took us back. That's what says there on top of the mashem. Aviva adiyah from Chiddush Sha'arim. Kiddush Shalevi Sa'asem Sa'adi number 3. The next two ideas comes us from Parshas Pekudei Lamed Tes Zayin Meshech Chachma. He placed them on the shoulder shafts of the ephod and the stones, right? He had the names on the ephod of the shvatim. Beautiful. Says the Meshech Chachma, what's the deeper idea over here that they had the names on the ephod? This will help a person not sin. They remember the names of the shvatim are on the ephod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They would be very afraid to sin. As Chazal said in the Maran Tzot of Lamed Vav, by Yosef Tzadik, Asidi Nachicha Shigi Yiksevu Avnei Eifod, Vata Beneim. Retzoincha Shiyimcha Shimcha Mi Beneim. Says Gemara in Tzot, Yosef Tzadik is about to sin, and he said, what helped him back from not sinning? He said, your brother's going to be on the plate, and your name's going to be there also. Do you want it to be wiped out? In order to tell someone not to sin, you have to tell them their greatness, that they're davik to Hashem. Sometimes we're so quick to bash the negative, bash technology, bash. But like my wife said, when you're dealing with tznius, when you're dealing with teenagers, you're not saying, you're not bashing. Bashing doesn't work. Bashing can go the other way. To tell them who you are, you're chelek kamemal mamish, like the Baal Tanya says. Your mamish part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's pas nisht, not for a Jewish girl, not for a Jewish boy to be able to be acting like that. You're a princess, get yourself out of the gutter. But to start bashing, it's not the way. To show you that you're an other, you're a nisan, you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of you. That's Abne Zikaron Levene Yisrael. The Zikaron says the Mech Chacham. A Zikaron to remember who you are. To remember like in the movie Lion King. Like when he says, Simba, remember who you are. Rabbi Hashem is telling us, remember who you are. You're better than this. Don't get bogged down by the Mitzrayim of the world, by the Maliks of the world. Remember who you are. I love that idea from the Meshech Chachma, the Baal Tanya, Lion King, Gevalt, Adina number 4. Adina number 4, when the sister of Tzadik, if you believe he was the son-in-law of the Sfasemis. Excuse me, I think it was the brother-in-law. Okay, so the Pasuk says in the Kudei, Lamed Tes Lamed, Ayasu Tzitz, Nezer HaKadosh Nau, Zavto, Yevto, Olam, Nechtevek, Bituche, Choysim, Kodesh, Lashem. They made the tzitz. And we know everyone who saw the tzitz never sinned. But since the Sifte Tzadik tells us, what are you supposed to do now? Because we know the tzitz Gemara Zvachem Peiches and Rebbeis tells us, Shat tzitz hayi mechapa al zis ponim. He calls it mitzach v'shev Yisrael, kashir stakul at tzitz, hayi not nishpar libam. When they would look at the tzitz, they would get humbled, and they would do tshuva. But how do you do that? How do you do tshuva nowadays? Sifte Tzadik says, how do you get humbled nowadays? Kayom kashir ein lanu at tzitz ha-kodesh. But Paul Mamish, what do you do? He says very simple. Look at the Gemara Menachos, Kuf Yud HaManaf. We talked about this already earlier in the year. Someone who learns the Torah of the carbon ola, it's as if you brought the carbon ola. He says you want to be able to get humbled. You want to be able to connect and to get humbled in front of the Baruch Hashem. Like when someone saw the tzitz, what should he do? Learn the Torah about the tzitz. Nichla ator b'tar gedosha, kashen istaka v'parshas atzitz b'toira, nizbayish v'nishbo levanu levanu v'izbarach. When you learn about the tzitzis section in the Torah, you'll come to that same place when they actually saw the tzitz. Because the Gemara Menachos tells us, when you learn the Torah of the Ola, it's as if you brought the Ola. Just learning the Torah section of the tzitz will person bring to a place to Achna. And that's exactly what the Ruach Haim, the Ruach Haim Golashin always said. Rabbi Goldberg loves quoting it. What's the Torah is called? Mechsharto. Torah kasher, doesn't just make us kasher. Everyone's getting very pissed off. The kasher, the kitchen. Kasher. The kasher, the neshama. Person learns Torah, you become elevated, you become transformed and holier. But specifically by learning the Torah of a specific section of the Torah, that connects you to that specific section. So if the whole idiom of the tzitz was to humble a person, when you learn the Torah of the tzitz, when you learn the Torah of any section, it should make you connected to the messages of that Torah section, make you feel connected. Right, getting to Nisa now. Nisa is all about cheres. What's cheres? Ein cheres el misha oisif b'torah, Chazal say. Only who someone who's free, someone who's oisik in Torah. Oisik in Torah. He's able to put down the phone, put down the screen, connect to the Baruch Hashem, connect to the Neshama. Beautiful idea from the Tzitzit Tzadik, from the Ruach Chaim. Idea number five, Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh, the Shlach HaChodesh, we said this earlier in the year, we got to say it again. HaChodesh is Alechem Rosh Chodeshim. Says the Shlach, Ki Yimei Chodesh Nisan Kulam Kidoshim. Every day in Nisan is Mamish Holy, Ve'inim Kimas HaChol. A regular Tuesday is not like a regular Tuesday. Why? Look at the Pasuk. HaChodesh is Alechem Rosh Chodeshim. Rishon Hu Lechem L'Chodesh HaShana. This month is the head of all the months. And the Mepharshim say, you just said the same thing. HaChodesh is Alechem Rosh Chodeshim. This month is the head of all months. Rishon Hu Lechem L'Chodesh HaShana. It says it twice. What's going on here? It says the Shal. The Romans are called HaChodesh is Alechem Rosh Chodeshim. Yimei HaChodesh HaZeh Kulam Kedosh Kemo Rosh Chodesh. Lo Ka'ashar Chodeshim. Shvach Rosh Chodesh Kadosh V'Shar Yimei HaChol. He says, you want to know the Dalashim? Dalashim, because when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, it comes. And then the second, the third, or fourth day, it's also the level of Rosh Chodesh. Because the whole Inyan of Nisan is one of his chachas. The rest of the months, you have the beginning of the month, and it's holy, and the rest of the month is chol. When it comes to Nisan, every day is considered Rosh Chodesh. Every day. And that's what Rabbi Nachman tells us. Rabbi Nachman tells us, a person should feel his chachas. You don't have to wait for Nisan. A person should mischadash to himself. You don't have to wait, oh, today was a bad day. No, so I waited tomorrow. No, today I'm going to continue to try to renew myself every single minute, every single day, take advantage. And this is what Jews are all about. Rabbi, but the Svarna tells us, why is it the first mitzvah? It's the first mitzvah because when a slave has time now available to them, you have to control your time. His chachas to try to be a better davener, a better learner, better in our midos, better in our hachana for Pesach now, making sure they're able to stay calm and committed and away from the chas Hashem, like Lo Suvar Esh B'chol Moshvosim. The Zohar tells us at the beginning of Parsha Vayakal, our Parsha, Lo Suvar Esh B'chol Moshvosim. What does it mean by Moshvosim? Don't make sure they don't kindle fire, don't get angry on Shabbos. Yitzhar knows when the holiest time of the week is. Be careful. Make sure to become a Rosh Chodesh Digger Jew, not just on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but every day of Nisan. Beautiful idea from the Shalal Kaddosh, Rabbi Nachman, and the Zohar at the beginning of Parsha Vayakal. It's revealed these five ideas. You start off thinking about the Torah, Yaakov, Moshe, what's the smichas of Parshas? So last week's Parsha, we ended up talking about the Klai Yisrael couldn't face Moshe because he was such an Orpanov. And now Yaakov Moshe is talking about Shabbos. Because you know the Bereishis Rabbah tells us, in Adoma more Orpanov shall Orpanov to Shabbos. A person's face looks different. And the Shem Yishmael going on Shabbos itself. And the Shem Yishmael says, that's what I mean. Panov means your penemius. Your penemius is different. Your inner, your inside is different. You feel connected. You feel spiritual. And they say the Bar Mitzvah, he looked different when he came out of the mikvah and Erev Shabbos. Mor B'Shemesh says, how can you tell yourself different? Pasha, look at your Sunday morning, and then you'll see how your Shabbos was. And this is actually something we didn't say before. Rabbi Label Eger's son, the Shivan Yehuda, said, what's Chayv Unish LeBesume? Purim is like a perfume store. You come out different. You come out different because you're smelling like Purim. Just like you come out different from Purim, you got to come out from anything we do holy. Shabbos specifically right here. A little bit holier, a little bit more caring and fire for their bonus. Chidush Harim. Idea number two is Baal Yartzechav Gimel Adar this week. Aivah Anashah Anashah. What does that mean? They brought onto the women. They brought more gold than this. Maran Brachas tells them Dalam Obeis. Mamash Shabbalei Tshuvit. So Omdim In Tzadikim Onim Om. The Baal Tshuvit is on a higher level. The women didn't participate in Egal Zav. The men did. They did Tshuvit. They had a higher level. At the Tshumei Avas. Tshumei Ava. Said the Kiddush Levi. Gemara Yuma tells us you change your sins from personal to accidental. But someone does Tshuvah out of love. Tshuvah out of love. You change your donos into mitzvahs because at the end of the day, you're using your past to help you with your future. That's what other and Nisan is all about. Shuvah Yavas says the Sassam. Idea number three for the Nashach Chachma. Avnei Zikolim in Israel. Gemara in Sotel Amidvav tells us Yosef Tzadik. He says your name's going to be on the ephod, and your name's going to be wiped down. And that's what helped him stop. So here, everybody knows that he said Yai the Dimus Yuk, but he also this Chazal that when the voice came out, said your name's going to be wiped out from the ephod. Says about Nashach Chachma, you have to remember who we are. You don't have to bash the negativity. But remember who you are. You're David Hashem. You're better than this. Get your head out of the gutter. The Baal Tanya, you're Chelek HaMamiyah Mama Amish. Know who you are. Like the Belzer Rebbe used to say, when I saw some Rav Judah Shlita, Rav Mujur Michel's Sefer, he said there was, I think the Belzer Rebbe, but I think Rav Aaron of Belz was once walking in Tel Aviv, and someone said, oh, Mechal Shabbos. There's an Israeli with a cigarette. He said, Chas Hashem, don't call him Mechal Shabbos. You call him a Sheikh Shabbos. They forgot that it was Shabbos. They forgot. Because at the end of the day, remember who we are. Sifted Tzadik, there, Plitz, the brother-in-law, I believe, of the Sasemis, tells us, Toma the Tzitz, was Mechaper and a lot of things. And a person that was able to brought to Achna, to submission, to subjugation to the Bosham, how do we do it now? Sifted Tzadik, Gemar Menachas Kofio tells us, you learn to call us with Torah, Kiyulikriv Ola. You bring the, they learn the Torah of the Ola, it's if you brought the Ola. Learn the Torah of the Tzitz, you become humbled. That's what Ruchan tells us. Torah is supposed to be Meksharto. Torah is supposed to kash yourself like you're going to kash your kitchen. When you learn Torah, it's supposed to kash your neshama. Like we just accept it, re-accept Kim of the Kibbul Mashi Kibbul Kfar, re-accept the Torah on Purim now to make sure We have to be strong. Like my brother not told me from Rav Asher Arieli, Shlita, the greatest, one of the greatest Rosh Hashiva in the world. And the mirror, and I asked him, what's pshat these last 2 weeks from Purim until Rosh Chodesh Nisan? What's the message? And he said, Rav Asher said, who, you go to a wedding, and who stays towards the Shever Bach, who stays to the very end? The Mishpacha. He says, you could tell who is part of the Mishpacha to the Torah, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, by these weeks from Purim to Pesach, who's part of the Mishpacha? Who's really connecting himself to the Torah, Kedosh? Finally, Yashal HaKadosh says, Chachosh Zalchem Rosh Chodeshim, Choyim Rosh Chodeshim, what's this Lashon, double Lashon? To realize that every single day is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Every day, single day of Nisan, because the whole essence of Nisan is one of Eschachos. Rabbi Nachman tells us we have to wait for tomorrow. We always have to do Eschachos. That's right. It tells us that we have, right now, with times in our hands. Times in our hands to be able to do what we want, what we need. As we be uplifted, we should be Zochab Ezra Hashem to come out of Shabbos, come to anything out of holy, anything we do holy, we come out a different person. To take our past tablet or the Chuv Me'ava, to know who we are, to make sure the Torah uplifts us, transforms us, and to take the importance of every single minute and every single hour of Rosh Chodesh Nisan to a closer and closer to the Bon Shem Ezra Hashem Yisbarach Shem.